Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Estelle Shannon bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. John Christie is our guest. Dr. Christie has been a member of our Brain Trust now for a dozen years, professor of atmospheric science at the University of Alabama in Huntsville, also director of Earth System Science Center there at UAH, and a Nobel Prize winner. He won a Nobel Prize at the same time, in the same award, part of the same award, that Al Gore received, right, Dr. Christie? You and Al Gore received a prize together, didn't you?
Yes, I don't usually advertise that fact, though.
Well, I just think it's funny that here's Al Gore at about the time he announced that he'd won the award. He was predicting we were going to have ruinous hurricanes for the next decade, and immediately upon him saying that, we quit having hurricanes for 10 years in America. That was hilarious. And, of course, here you are with your solid research proving, exposing some of the falsehoods in the other side's research. You actually earned your Nobel Prize. One of the things that you guys point out, you and your fellow scientists point out, is something I've been saying for a long time. When I talk about climate change zealots, you say that the doomsday interpretation of climate change is a political doctrine. It's not scientific finding. And that's what you were saying as we went to the break. Make people prove this. But let me ask you this question. Is the planet getting warmer? Are they correct in saying that it's getting warmer?
Yes, since 1850, the temperature of the planet has risen after it had fallen for several centuries. So it has risen in the last 170 years.
Well, we know that there was not a mini ice age, but almost a mini ice age in the 18th century, right? I mean, it was one of the coldest centuries.
We call it a little ice age is what it was called.
Right, and so that happened. But now, how much, if the Earth is warming, and I know you to be an honest broker, if the Earth is warming, how much are humans contributing to that?
Well, that's a question we don't actually know and can't prove, but just from the theoretical considerations, it looks like maybe half of the small warming we've had has been due to human effects. But the warming that we've had has not been remarkable. It certainly is not as warm as it has been in the past, so the world you see around you can easily accommodate what the ups and downs of the temperatures we're seeing.
Are you saying that the Earth has been warmer in the past than it is now?
Oh, yes, much warmer, in fact.
When?
In fact, there's been times when there was no ice in the Arctic, and Greenland was virtually, a place
green,
that you
maybe,
could grow
maybe, crop. Maybe it was green?
Yes.
Go ahead. Now, when would that have been? 10,000 years ago?
Well, about 10,000
years ago, there were plenty of ice.
1,000 years ago, it was probably warmer than today, but certainly 5,000 to 8,000 years ago, it was a good bit warmer than it is today.
Is that the period that melted the glaciers?
Well, the glaciers come and go. They most recently, if you're talking about, say, the Rocky Mountains, the glaciers there formed about 3,700 to 1,900 years ago. So roughly about 2,500 years ago, the glaciers started forming. They reached their largest extent about 1850, 1880. And now they're melting back again. But, mm-hmm. but 5,000 years ago, there was virtually no glaciers in the Rocky Mountains.
Right. Well, the thing, and folks, the reason why this is important to understand is when you're sitting here on planet Earth, third rock from the sun, we have an obligation when we discuss climate change to look at it from a perspective of the relationship of the Earth to the sun and to the formation of all the different ecosystems in our world, and the human impact is just one of those elements, right? It's not the people act like, the zealots act like it is the only important element, but it's just one of them, isn't it?
Yes, it's actually not a very big element. A bigger element that humans have is when we develop the surface, so we change a forest into a cropland. That has a bigger impact than what we do in the atmosphere. This world, when you look at life out there, life is very opportunistic, and it will find a way to survive and grow and develop, and that's why polar bears have been around through ice ages as well as periods even warmer than it is today. So the polar bears are doing fine.
Well, the thing that drives me nuts, Dr. Christie, are the refusal by the zealots to recognize what the United States has done to decarbon itself. We are, per dollar of GDP, per capita per dollar of GDP, there's no country in the industrialized nation who currently has a lower carbon footprint than us. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think what you're saying is that we have seen our carbon footprint decline.
Yes.
We are a very productive country, so we have a lot of GDP. And so we're seeing a greater efficiency versus carbon usage. But that's because of the free market system, because energy is a cost for everything. And so in our system, we try to beat down the costs, and so we find ways to make it use less energy.
But you never hear the zealots give us credit for that. It's always as if we're a bunch of climate criminals. America is a climate criminal, and we got to do something else. And then their plan is, their suggestions are to hurt our economy, and that's what I want to talk about when we come back after the break. Tim Till, right back with Dr. John Christie. I'm Jim Blassinger. See you. One can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.